Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday night and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on This Week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
Hey, sorry, everybody. It's not Monday night. It's better than Monday night. It's race day at Salem. And we got Mark and Jeff, the Chi-Town Mark and Jeff live there. And I'm going to bring Mark on. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, Ronnie, we're missing you here, but we're having a good time. Guys, both feel the car, the weather's staying dry. Hopefully we can get a good race in today, and we're all pretty excited right now.
Well, I'm excited for y'all, man. I got chill bumps. It's race day.
Boom. The chills are running up and down the back of my neck right now. I'm ready. We're going to have driver introductions. We're going on right now. We're going to go out and get ourselves a couple of interviews before the start of the race. What do you got, Jeff?
Yes, it's a cloudy little day, but at least the weather is dry for the 101st running of the ARCA Series race at Salem, the High Banks of Salem Speedway. So should be a great show. So we're ready to go. We're going to try to get some interviews with the guys.
All right, Jeff, I hear your excitement in your voice.
Oh, I'm excited, Roddy. It's been a long time since I've been here.
And I imagine the banking just amazes you, isn't it? The High Banks, short track High Banks.
Oh, yeah, Roddy. We're on so close to these walls in the turns, man. They're just inches away.
So I guess that's Don, the driver introductions there, Don Rothenbaugh, introduction of the drivers.
That's going on right now, Robbie, and we're going to get ourselves an interview.
All right, give me 30 seconds, and I'll be right back, okay?
Are you ready for some short track bumping and banging? It's the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200.
Go ahead, okay. Mark.
All right. Hey, Rowdy. Yo, we all good?
Yes, yes sir. We're live. We're ready.
We got our first guest of the evening, I think, Brett.
Sounds great.
We got Brett Holmes coming up.
Hey, Mark's phone dropped. Mark, Jeff's phone dropped.
Yeah, I got you now.
Hey, Brett. Hey, Brett, how are you this evening?
We're doing pretty good. I don't think we got the, you know, we didn't get to qualify, but we still don't have, I don't think we have as fast a car as we did last year, but we did a lot of adjusting on it after practice yesterday, and hope we got a little bit closer, but it'll be fun coming from back to the front here.
Well, Brett, good luck for the day. You're going to be on a high bank short track, and then next week you're going to find yourself on a super speedway track. That's a big adjustment to make there in a short period of time.
Thanks, yeah. It'll be fun. I mean, I'm pretty excited for that, too. I like, you know, racing a short period of time, but I'm really excited for Talladega especially.
Well, Brett, looking forward to it, and good luck and safe driving today, sir.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, Mark.
We got a little technical difficulty down here. Jeff just wants to go through.
Well, I seen that Jeff's phone had dropped off the line there.
Yeah, he's having a hard time getting reconnected. So we're going to go to an impromptu. We got a bunch of allegiance and the flag ceremony right now.
All right. Well, Mark, I'm going to try to play this commercial one more time.
Are you ready for some short track bumping and banging?
All
it's
right.
The Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery, featuring the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series. You've seen them on the super speedways of Daytona and Talladega. Now, see them on the toughest short track on the circuit, the famed high banks of Salem. It's all happening this Sunday afternoon. The Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 at Salem Speedway. Tickets now selling at 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
And that's where you're at live right now.
Yes, we are, Ronnie. We're finishing up the national anthem as we speak. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't get much more live than that. We're here live at Salem Speedway. We're going to go a little impromptu now. We're having some technical difficulties with one of the phones, so we're just going to go live and let you know what's going on here. Drivers are starting to climb in the cars, so driver interviews are pretty much over with right now, unfortunately. But we're going to stay here until they fire them up and they kick us off this the front straightaway as we speak. We're at the start-finish line right below the flag stand, so we've got a great view to see the start of the race, Rowdy.
Man, I tell you, I'm pumped.
They just gave us less than 5 minutes to go for the command, so they're moving everything off the front straightaway now as we speak. They're getting ready to go racing. They can really go racing here shortly, ladies and gentlemen. It's really wish everybody could be here to see it. It's a neat racetrack. ARCA is so good to watch, and General Tire and the whole gang here. So, we'll be here for just a little bit longer. We're going to do those engines fire up. We're going to get out of there, Rowdy. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And, you know, it's what a privilege to be there at 101 races ARCA has raced at Salem.
It's unbelievable if they've been here this many times. I remember being here 20-plus years ago for a 400-lap ARCA race. I thought it was never going to end. 400 laps is good enough. It's a nice, quick, fast race. Gives everybody a chance to do some pit action. And then, of course, be on the track and, you know, giving it their all. So the banking here is incredible. Jeff and I sent a bunch of pictures off to Rowdy, and if you get on the Facebook, you'll be able to see them. So, well, we're a couple of minutes away from firing them up now, folks. So we're hanging in there. We're going to keep going until that goes. I don't know if Jeff, to get back on?
Yes, Jeff's back on, Mark.
No, he's still off. He's still trying. So
well,
I'll just
keep going. Yeah, keep going there, Mark, but I show him on my board now.
Okay. Okay, Rowdy. Yeah, we're we're at the start-finish line. We got a great view of the firing of the engine. They're going to kick us off the track here shortly, I'm sure. But for now, we're taking advantage of our media presence, and they're allowing us to do things that the regular public can't get away with, and that's like being on the track. So, I'm excited. I am real excited. We've been to a few races this year, but this is the first one today. So we're going to have a good time.
Well, I just seen that Jeff's phone just dropped off the board. Mark, I wanted to tell you also in the studio today at With us is Don up there in Pulaski, Tennessee. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Don, how are you? Wish you were here, buddy.
I'm doing good. Hopefully the weather will hold out for y'all.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Of course, you'll see me about Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, well, you're going to Digger, right?
Of course.
Okay. I'll see you next week, Don.
That sounds good to me.
All right, buddy. Well, Rowdy, they're getting ready here. They're going through the final ceremonies. They're about to get the fight, the command of fire engines by the girls' basketball championship team from, I can't see the name of the town, but it's near Salem. That's much I know. They're about to get the order, so as soon as they do, we'll be off the track.
How's the crowd?
Oh, not bad. As always, it could be a little better, but it's not a bad crowd. And, you know, it's amazing that the only interview we got in today was Fred Holmes, so maybe that'll bring him some good luck. What do you think?
Hey, it has in the past.
Well, hopefully we'll have the winner of the race on tomorrow night's show, and we'll be able to have a nice long talk with them there.
That is that sounds like a way for him to be prepared for Talladega.
Oh yeah, coming in with a win, with a little confidence on top of that, and our good friend from Arcadon is getting ready to give the command to fire the engines here, Rowdy.
All right, let's listen and see if we can hear him.
I'll put her on speaker here. Let's see what we got. All right, we're on speaker now, Rowdy. And for that command. Well, slight delay here, but they're getting ready to do it.
That's all right.
We'll just keep gabbing away until they're ready to do their thing. They're running a couple of minutes behind schedule, evidently, but they want to get the championship team all in court. And here it is, Rowdy. And there it goes. Yay! All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Jeff and Mark. We're off the air. We're giving back to the studio and you, Rowdy. We'll talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.
Y'all guys enjoy the race. Be safe. Talk to you after it's over with.
Thanks, Rowdy.
Well, Don, that is it for Mark.
Yeah,
he just dropped off the line.
Hey, you know, if you hadn't been to Salem, I'm surprised they could talk to you on a phone down in the track because it's in a bowl, and my phone won't work until you get out of the track. You know, so
that was
maybe
our concern.
Stay in the rain, I pulled out.
I hope so too. That was our number one concern. You know, the race started at an odd time.
Yeah.
And getting the interviews. Hey, listen, we're just doing a trial and error kind of thing here how we can build a better show at the track, live at the track.
Yeah.
This is our second broadcast from we did Daytona with somewhat success. Of course, Daytona's wired wireless for the wireless networks.
Yeah.
We get to Nashville. We tried everything we could do to get it to go in Nashville. Couldn't get it up. So, you and I being in the studio today, we can run the board from here, and them from over at Salem call in on their cell phones, what we did today. And, of course, being in Salem, Indiana, it's like where I live, hardly no signal or weak signal. So, and then you had everybody competing for that signal at the event. And then it gets worse, so your broadband goes down lower. But anyway, Don, we're fixing to go racing here.
That's right.
hey, everybody can jump over on ARCA.com and get the live chat and the scoreboard. You do that, Don, don't you?
I will.
All right, so you prepared for Talladega?
Oh, yeah, I'm really prepared. I'll be down there middle part of the week or so, Thursday morning or something. You know, the weekend, so far the weekend looks good for us there in Alabama.
Yes, sir. A little rain. It's going to rain hard tonight. If anybody tried to beat the, I don't know if getting to your favorite spot's worth swimming in mud all day tomorrow, and that's basically what it's going to be like. Because it's going to come down. It's hitting us now, and it's headed that way, Don.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to jump here and play this.
This is power. Freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Don, I believe it is the biggest party in NASCAR.
I think it will be. Since Junior's announced he's retiring, it'll bring the fans in down there.
Well, it's made it really difficult for media credentials.
Yeah.
Really, really difficult now. Yeah, what's the difference? I mean, we told him at Daytona. And we hadn't heard a word from Talladega yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully, after today, we'll have the winner. And Don, I'm fixing the, probably going to sign off here in a few minutes. I'm going to play a little song here and take just a couple minute break. And I'll be back in about 4 minutes.
All right, that'll work.
This gets you in the mood.
Was the summer before the real world started, the invoice we would get to go.
Alabama summer break.
Okay, Don, how about that? That gets you kind of lined up and adjust yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, got us ready to go.
Well, Thursday morning, Don, for me.
Yeah, that'll probably be when I get down there, you know. You know, if you were going tomorrow, I'd probably go down there. But, you know, since you're not going to Thursday morning, that's probably when I'll get down there. That's when the credential office is open.
Yeah, so if it changes, I'll holler at you and let you know. But it might and it may not, you know. I'm just hopefully going to be fortunate enough to be able to go. I just want to talk about tomorrow night's show at 6 Central, 7 Eastern time. We got Leona Muta coming on at Leona's coming on at 7:30 Eastern time, Don. 6:30 Central.
Right.
She's making a return to the show and also headed to Talladega. She's bringing that vegan wagon Chevrolet to the 98 vegan wagon with Leona in it.
Yeah.
She did.
Now she
did.
Got wrecked and
at towards the end of the race, and with no, you know, she didn't really cause it. Is this part of racing deal? But she still had a pretty decent finish, even being involved in a little crash. And we'll do, of course, we always do the after show with Brett Holmes Racing Report. We'll have it on tomorrow night. And hopefully the winner of the of today's race.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that'll be good. Who do you think will win it?
Don's too hard to call, man. I tell you, it's anybody's, you know, there's a lot of good cars in there.
Yeah, there is. You know, when Venturini brings as many cars that he brought, you know, it's probably going to be one of his.
He's got a good chance. He's got three sharp drivers in three seats there, Don. He sure does.
Yeah.
Mason Mitchell's got Cunningham Motorsports. I mean, I can just go on with it. Who could win this race? Schrader's. A lot of good talent and a lot of good cars. Hey, Don, while we got a minute before we get off here, the Autobahn, when we going to go back out and visit Chris and his group?
I haven't heard from Joey, but we need to do that one day. You know, we need to get down there and get some more practice in.
We need to get some practice in with Tony, their instructor.
Yeah.
And yeah, Don, I'm not going to tell you I've been talking with him, but yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so
trying to get
pointers.
Yeah, how to get through a few little old curves in there, you know. I got one half of the track figured out, and the second half is I'm too dumb to figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't raced it enough to figure it out. What about today? What about the cup side, Don, before we get out of here? What you...
Well, Kenseth's leading right now. Eric Jones got into Casey Kane and cut a left front tire down and wrecked. But that's about the only action 17 laps into it.
Well, everything's great here.
Yeah. Yeah. So far there in Richmond, everything's going good. Other than it's about 90 degrees up there, but... we're going to have a cool weekend this next weekend, so that'll be good.
Yep. Well, you know, we're talking about the Autobahn. I'm going to jump over here and play this to kind of explain what the Autobahn was all about.
Autobahn Indoor Speedway is Birmingham's premier corporate events venue. When your team races together at speeds up to 50 miles per hour in their electric pro carts, they'll leave with a recharged new bond. They guarantee it. For more information how to book your company event, visit AutobahnSpeed.com.
Maybe Monday night we'll give away two more tickets to the Autobahn.
That'll work.
We got to get back over there, Don. I wish we'd have enough time this week to go over there and race a couple of races. I mean, it's a great family place to go hang out.
Yeah. Since we're that close, we should be able to get over that way.
Well,
so we'll just see how the weekend goes.
Hey, if it sets into rain, and definitely run over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We have a rain delay. We're going racing.
Hey, they showed a temperature gauge in Denny Hamlin's car there in Richmond. It's 121 degrees.
I've been to Richmond on a hot night.
Yeah.
That's an awesome track to go to.
Yeah. Right in the middle of town.
Yes, it is. Historic.
Yeah, that's one of the few that's actually in the town, you know.
Yeah, it's in town. You just exit right off the side of the interstate in the city. About 2 miles off the interstate, there it is. Bam.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Don. I'm fixing to close this night out.
All right, that'll work.
Y'all tell everybody how they can keep up with you there, Don on social media.
Well, I'm under Don Witt. I don't think I'm any kin to Cole Witt, but I hadn't found out yet. But you can find me there. Usually I've got a picture of something to do with racing on it. But I'm not hard to find, you know. But, you know, and we'll see you, Rowdy, in a couple of days.
All right. Don, sounds like a plan, man. We're going to try to go as long as we could go at Salem, and they're fired up and they're racing laps now. Fixing to jump off here and get on ARCA.com and find out who the leader and do some live chat. Appreciate it, Don.
All right.
We're going to get out of here. And everybody, Talladega weekend tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in 6 Central, 7 Eastern time to the Rowdy Maglite Show. Leona Mutter. Venturini Motorsports. Talk to you. Let that light shine, Don.
All right, Jim.